Hey guys, we're here with Scott Thompson. You might know him from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Police Academy, Ghoulies, Twister, so many different movies. How you doing, Scott?
I'm great. A little tired.
Now, Fast Times is definitely one of my favorite movies of all time. What was it like working on this iconic film with so many other great actors?
Yeah, it's wonderful. We all kind of started out together, and everyone kind of took off, you know. So, yeah.
We worked with a young Sean Penn. How was he on the set?
He was in character, so I wouldn't know. You know, he was Spicoli.
He's Spicoli the whole entire time.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
And, you know, Judd Reinhold, also Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates, Nick Cage.
Nicholas Cage, young Nicholas Cage, wow.
Forest Whitaker. Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Were you surprised at how iconic this film has become over the years?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It was a classic.
I think it was like, it's one of the few movies, especially back then, that was real. Like, so many teen movies now, like, are kind of like, you know, everybody's rich, you know, it's kind of like, you know, yeah, larger than life. This right. was one that dealt with real issues, like, you know, like teenage sex, like yeah, abortion, all kind of issues that you wouldn't expect back in the, you know, early 80s.
Well, it came from a source of truth, because Cameron Crowe went undercover as a high school student. He looked young enough. So he passed as a student. So he was taking from real life, and I think that's what made it authentic,
okay,
along with Amy Heckerling's wonderful direction and keeping it real, you know.
Was that your first major role?
Yeah, it actually was, yeah.
And after that, you did the whole Police Academy series.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that experience?
Oh, well, it's just like going to comedy camp, because everybody was funny, you know, and we just kept laughing throughout the shoot, you know.
People don't remember. Describe your character from that series.
What's that?
People don't remember. Describe your character from that movie. What's the character's name?
Oh, Chad Copeland. Yeah, I was... Well, today it'd be probably called a alt-right... white supremacist, yeah. Racist pig.
Oh.
You know, garden variety.
But the kind of character probably never fly in a movie nowadays, especially for a comedy, right?
Oh, you couldn't do it today.
No.
Yeah.
Would you like to see a Police Academy reboot? Or maybe like a reunion of the old cast?
I'd like to see Quentin Tarantino do his version of it. I think it'd be great. I'd pay to see it, you know?
And how about any recent projects that you're working on? Or
I'm kind of writing right now.
Okay.
I'm kind of taking some time off.
Can you tell us about any of those writing projects?
Yeah, there's about three that are bouncing around. And anyway, it would be very convoluted to go into it, but kind of surreal satire kind of stuff, you know. Yeah.
Now, would you like to see a Fast Times reunion, maybe like a sequel to that movie, or could they do it justice nowadays?
Well, if you did a sequel, everyone would be on, you know, they wouldn't be talking, they'd be texting.
But I mean,
you know,
with the cast from that original movie.
Oh, yeah, it'd be kind of weird.
A past reunion? Well, there's plenty of past reunions in the world, you know?
Yeah.
Anyone want to see it?
I don't know. It'd be kind of
whatever happened to Spicoli, maybe like a...
Yeah, it burned out.
CEO or whatever, maybe.
Well, yeah, if everyone became successful, then I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is Scott here. Can you just let people know your name and you're listening to Below the Belt? And maybe throw out a Fast Times catchphrase, maybe about All-American Burger or Bronco Burger.
Oh, well, I really hate Bronco Burger.
Okay.
And, I had a hell of a piss.
Is it your name, too?
What's that?
Say your name. You're listening to Below the Belt Show.
I don't know that.
What?
Oh, for is that? Oh, okay.
Our station ID. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
Cut.
All right.
My name or character's name? I'm confused. I'm tired.
You can do both. The
okay.
Same.
Yeah.
You played Arnold.
I played Arnold in Fast Times, and this is Below the Belt. My name is Scott Thompson, by the way.
That was a hell of a piss, Arnold.
I did.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Ready? Hey, guys, we're here at Chiller. I'm sitting next to Kelly Maroney. Maroney, right? Yes, Kelly Maroney.
Big fan.
Yeah, very, very, very. You might know her from Fast Times, Chopping Mall. Now the comment. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing? You joined the show? It's nuts out there.
It's crazy here. How are the fans today?
They're beautiful. They always are. They always are.
Now, you know the star. You played Cindy in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, one of my favorite movies of all time. Actually, the Spirit Bunny. How was it being on that iconic film? And that was your first major role, right?
Actually, I was in Slayground first, but Fast Times came out first.
Okay, released so, after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was amazing. It was my first time in Hollywood, so everything was magical to me. And I couldn't drive, so the Teamsters had to pick me up. So I was the first person. I watched the whole studio, Universal Studio, wake up. Okay. And then Sean Penn had to come in and get his hair extensions on every day. And so I was sitting there. They do my hair and makeup. They do Sean. And so I knew that he was really actually a sweet person. Because the makeup lady would say, you kids got to be nicer to Sean. He's a really sweet guy, right. Really sweet kid. And I kind of knew that he was, but you know, he was in character the whole time. He didn't want us to be close to him.
So he played the stoner the whole entire time. Talking, he was the Spicoli character.
Right. It was a dream come true. It was my first time in Hollywood. Everything was magical, you know.
Yeah, with like Forest Whitaker. How was he? Very young Forest Whitaker.
He had one line. He said, "Don't fuck with it." That was it.
Talking about his car, yes.
Right. Don't fuck with it. It's a great, if you're gonna have one line, that's the line.
And then Judd Nelson and Phoebe Cates and
Judd Reinhold, yeah.
Judge Reinhold, yes, yes.
Yeah, Jennifer Jason Leigh. Yes. I mean, everybody's in that thing. Ray Walston.
And then Cameron Crowe was involved. He actually wrote the story.
He wrote it. He lived it actually. He went to high school and wrote a novel about pretending to be a high school kid and what was really going on. And he was passing as a high school kid.
Yeah, undercover, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And then you were also in Chopping Mall, which took place at the Galleria in Los Angeles, too. You stayed on the same set, yes?
I did a whole bunch of movies in the gallery. I don't know how that happened. That was in the gallery as well as Fast Times, yes.
Okay, and that's taken on a cult status, too, over the years. Killbots, Chopping Mall.
It really did.
Now, all these great movies, which one would you want to see a sequel to, if any?
I'm not a big sequel person. However, if somebody wants to do a sequel, yeah. I'm on board.
So if they called you up to be a Spirit Bunny again, would you do it?
Oh, yeah. I have a thing. I don't like anybody else to play my part.
No, I don't.
It's like when I was out doing Fast Times, I came out to California, I found out that my soap opera, they were going to bring my character back. I had to go back to New York because nobody else was going to play my part. That's right. Just how I am.
I feel the same way being a fan of these movies. You don't want to see like somebody else playing the same role.
Yeah, no. It happens, but it's better if it's the same person.
And do you actually have like a cheerleading background when you get chosen for the role of Fast Times?
No, I don't.
You're just peppy, had a lot of spirit?
I'm just an actress. What can I tell you?
Well, thank you so much, Kelly. If you can let people know who you are throughout some of your films, and you're listening to Below the Belt Show, and maybe a catchphrase at the end.
Okay, tell me what to say.
Just say who you are, say some of your projects, and just say you're listening to Below the Belt Show.
Below the Belt?
Yeah, and maybe throw out a catchphrase if you have one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hello, all you teenage comet zombies. This is Kelly Maroney, and you are listening to Below the Belt podcast.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly. That was awesome.